Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 33. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Qué tal estás, Carmen?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, muy relajado.
¿Sí? ¿Por qué?
Porque acabo de volver de algunas vacaciones.
Ah, ¿y dónde has estado?
Pues no muy lejos, la verdad. Uh-huh. No me fui a España, ni a Italia, ni a Estados Unidos, ni a nada.
O sea, que te has quedado aquí en Escocia.
Me he quedado aquí en Escocia, en una isla que me encanta. Una isla bastante cerca de donde vivimos. Uh-huh. La isla se llama la isla de Arran.
Bueno, ¿te puedes creer que no la he visitado nunca?
Ah, la tienes que visitar, porque sí. Se dice que es como Escocia en miniatura.
Sí, de verdad.
Hay playas, hay montañas, uh-huh. hay palmeras uh-huh. aún.
¿Palmeras?
Palmeras,
¿en
sí,
Escocia, en palmeras? Escocia. Bueno.
Y la verdad es que cuando, pues es una isla, entonces uh-huh. cuando llegas a la isla, cuando desembarcas, tienes la impresión de que estás de vacaciones en otro país.
¡Qué bien!
Te digo una cosa.
¿Qué te pasa?
Una vez, yo llego a la isla,
¿sí?
desembarco del
¿sí?
barco y empiezo a conducir en el lado contrario de la carretera.
Bueno, no me lo puedo creer, Marc.
Porque tenía la impresión de estar en otro...
De no estar en Escocia.
De no estar en Escocia.
Bueno.
Porque pues, brillaba el sol.
Ah, vale. Bueno, pues entonces, si es así... Tengo que hacer una visita a esta isla.
Exacto. I feel that we're talking about this island in Scotland and we've not even mentioned our island in Spain where our story is set.
Mallorca.
Mallorca, indeed. And of course, if you happen to be joining us for the first of our time, you'll be wondering what on earth is going on here. I'm Mark. I am the teacher here, theoretically. And I am here with Carmen, who is our native speaker.
Hola.
And we're presenting a story with 40 chapters, and we are on chapter 33 today. Our story is, of course, following the adventures of Rory, Alejandro and Maria in the island of Mallorca. And today we're going to be listening to an episode where it's an email from Rory to Alejandro. Entonces, vamos a escuchar nuestro texto.
Vamos a por él.
Alejandro, ¿cómo te va, compañero? María y yo estamos bastante atareados desde que te fuiste. En el hotel aún hay mucho trabajo, es decir, estoy trabajando bastantes horas, menos mal que Consuelo me trata bien. María está agotada porque está sustituyendo a un compañero que está enfermo, así que está haciendo dos turnos. Aparte, tenemos entrevistas con la prensa y nos han invitado a un evento oficial el próximo viernes, con famosos y todo. ¿Can you believe it? En esa fiesta habrá mucha gente importante. Harán un discurso, nos darán las gracias y nos darán el premio. Me han dicho que me darán una mención honorífica. Ah, sí, y tengo que decidir en qué universidad me matriculo para hacer mi tesis. María y yo estamos hablando de planes de futuro, pero aún no lo tenemos muy claro, así que no sé dónde estaré dentro de 2 meses. Igual en tu tierra natal, la Argentina. Who knows? Te mantendré informado. ¿Qué tal fue tu viaje de vuelta a Londres? ¿Y qué día vuelves a Argentina? Creo recordar que aún nos quedan unos cuantos días de turismo por Europa. ¡Qué vida más dura! Esta semana libro el sábado y María trabaja hasta las 8 de la tarde, así que por la mañana iré prontito a hacer submarinismo y sobre las 12 de mediodía iré a Palma a comprarle un regalo a María. Sé que está enamorada de un vestido que vio en el escaparate de una tienda de la calle San Miguel y he pensado que le hará ilusión llevarlo a la fiesta. Estará guapísima, pibe. Comeré por el centro y por la tarde me daré una vuelta por la biblioteca y miraré algunas guías de Latinoamérica y revistas de viajes. La verdad es que me gusta planificar los viajes y siempre leo muchísimo antes de decidir a dónde voy. Después recogeré a María del trabajo e iremos a cenar. Será un día intenso, pero hay que aprovechar los días libres, ¿no? Alejandro, ha sido un placer verte y pasar unos días contigo. Aparte de haber encontrado un tesoro, claro. Escríbeme pronto y cuéntanos cómo te va. Un abrazo enorme, Rory.
Bueno, la verdad es que me da un poco de pena que Alejandro ya no esté con Rory y María, pero bueno, yo tengo la esperanza de que se encuentren pronto.
Yeah, Alejandro is now off in London, so he'll need to make sure he doesn't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Sí, como tú, por ejemplo.
But let's have a look back at our text and we'll do this in English. In this episode, of course, we're reading an email from Rory to his friend Alejandro, who, as we know, has recently left Mallorca after their exciting discovery in the Balearic Seas. Rory begins by asking Alejandro how he is. He explains that he and Maria have been pretty busy since he left. There's lots to do in the hotel work-wise. Rory is working quite a few hours, and he's pleased at least that Consuelo is nice to him. Maria is a bit worn out because she's filling in for a colleague who is ill. So she's actually working two shifts at the moment.
María está agotada porque está sustituyendo a un compañero que está enfermo, así que está haciendo dos turnos.
Apart from all the work, they've also got some other things to keep them busy too. They've been doing interviews for the press and they've been inviting to an official event next Friday, con famosos y todo, with famous people and everything. There will be lots of important people there. There will be speeches. They'll thank Maria and Rory, and Alejandro in his absence, of course. And they'll give them their prize, their award. They've even told Rory that he'll receive special recognition for the discovery. Rory also mentions to Alejandro that he has to make a decision as to which university he's going to choose for his PhD. He's been talking to Maria about plans for the future, but they're still not quite sure, so he doesn't know where he'll be 2 months from now, perhaps even Alejandro's native land, Argentina. Rory will keep Alejandro informed. He asks Alejandro some questions about what he's been doing since he left Mallorca.
¿Qué tal fue tu viaje de vuelta a Londres? ¿Y qué día vuelves a Argentina? Creo recordar que aún nos quedan unos cuantos días de turismo por Europa.
Alejandro went to London to spend a few days before returning to Argentina. He's still got a few more days of being a tourist here in Europe with his friends before going home. Rory explains that he's off work on Saturday, but Maria is working until 8. So he's going to go for a dive in the morning and then head over to Palma at lunchtime because he wants to buy Maria a present. He knows that she loves a particular dress that he saw in a shop window in the Calle San Miguel, one of the main shopping streets in Palma, and he thought that she'd like to wear it to the party. While he's there, Rory will have something to eat in the centre of town, and he'll also visit the library to have a look at some guidebooks and travel magazines to find out some information about Latin America. He says that he likes planning journeys and always likes to read lots before deciding where to go. He'll then pick up Maria from work, and they'll go out for dinner. It will be a busy day, but as Rory says, you have to make the most of your days off.
Será un día intenso, pero hay que aprovechar los días libres, ¿no?
Rory finishes his email by saying that it was a pleasure to spend a few days with his friend, not just because they found the treasure. He asks Alejandro to write back soon and to let Rory and Maria know how things are going. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Pues muy bien.
Sí, me gusta mucho.
Muy bien, muy bien. Ok, vamos a volver a pensar un poco a una palabra que hemos utilizado en esta parte del texto.
Uh-huh. ¿Cuál es esa palabra?
Es la palabra quedar.
Uh-huh.
Remind us what you said. There was a part where Ruri had said to Alejandro, I think that you've still got some days left.
Creo recordar que aún os quedan unos cuantos días de turismo por Europa.
So I believe, I remember that you still have some days left, some days of being a tourist in Europe left. Que os quedan unos cuantos días de turismo. Now, quedan or quedar is a little bit tricky because we've got quedar and we've also got faltar.
Mm-hmm.
And there are sometimes two words that mean the same thing. Sometimes they have slightly different meanings. Okay, let's think about quedar first of all. How would we say, for example, there's still lots to do?
Okay, we'll give them a minute.
We'll give them a minute. Okay. Perhaps not a minute, 10 seconds.
Well, okay.
Okay, our listeners have had more or less 10 seconds. How would you say there is still lots to do?
Queda mucho por hacer.
Could we say hay mucho que hacer?
También.
But not hay mucho por hacer.
También.
Ah, okay. So queda mucho por hacer. Queda gives the idea that some of it has been done, but mm-hmm. there's still some left that has to be done. Okay.
Sí.
Hay mucho que hacer just means there's lots to do.
Mm-hmm. In general, yes.
But queda mucho por hacer means that we've done some of it, but there's still lots left mm-hmm. to do. Okay. But we can also use quedar when we're talking about there being time left until a particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm thinking of it's a month until Christmas.
Okay.
How would we say that?
Queda un mes para que sea Navidad.
Okay. Queda un mes para que sea Navidad.
And in this case, Mark, you can also use falta un mes para que sea Navidad.
Okay. So in this case, when it's there's a month left or mm-hmm. when there's a period of time left, we can use both queda and falta. Queda un mes. Could we just say queda un mes para Navidad?
Sí.
So we don't need to, para que sea Navidad.
No, you don't need to say the whole thing.
So queda un mes para Navidad, falta un mes para Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one month left until Christmas. Queda or falta here. And let's see there for if our listeners can translate something else using that idea. And just watch this because we're changing. It's not one month, but in this case, we're going to be telling you it's 3 days. So something's going to happen to the verb. How would you say, this is your challenge, it's 3 days until your birthday. It's 3 days until your birthday.
Okay. It's 3 days until your birthday. Let's use quedar.
Quedan 3 días para tu cumpleaños.
So listen carefully again.
Quedan 3 días para tu cumpleaños.
Quedan with an N on the end because it's the third person plural. The subject is 3 days. 3 days are left for your birthday. Quedan 3 días para tu cumpleaños. But we could also say here.
Faltan 3 días para tu cumpleaños.
Faltan. So using faltar in this one too. But there are sometimes, and this is the little bit confusing thing here, there are sometimes when faltar and quedar mean different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of an example. Let's say a group of friends go to the theatre.
Okay.
And they have booked a certain number of seats. Can you give us two different sentences using faltar and quedar, describing two different situations? Let's think about entradas. We're looking at tickets, entries for the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's have your two sentences.
Faltan tres entradas.
Okay.
Y quedan tres entradas.
Okay, two very different situations.
Mm-hmm.
One in which you've got a problem.
One is positive, yeah. And one is negative.
In fact, you've got something to sort out in both situations.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to faltan tres entradas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's imagine there are 10 people going to the theatre. 10 people have turned up at the theatre. In the case of faltan tres entradas, how many tickets do you have?
Seven.
Yeah, that's the crucial bit. Faltan tres entradas. Three tickets, entries
are missing
in that mm-hmm. sense. Faltan. However, if the sentence were quedan tres entradas
mm-hmm.
and those 10 people had arrived at the cinema or the theatre rather, how many tickets would you have?
You have 13.
You've got 13 because you've got three left over. Quedan. And there's another word that we could also use there.
Sobran tres entradas.
Sobran tres entradas. So there are three tickets.
Spare.
Yeah. Superfluous. some word linked to sobran. Okay, so think of that very carefully. Quedan, faltan, sobran. Sometimes they mean the same. Sometimes, especially when you're talking about things like tickets or seats or something like that, then you can be caught out. You need to make sure you buy the right number of tickets.
Yes.
Okay, that's where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. We hope you've enjoyed it. As I said at the beginning, if this happens to be your first ever experience of Coffee Break Spanish, then you should be aware that we have got lots and lots of content for you, and starting right at the very beginning of the language, so you can go back to Lesson 1, Season 1, and learn Spanish with us. And by the time you get to Season 4, you'll be understanding everything that we are saying. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakspanish.com. And indeed, if you're looking for the transcripts or the extended version of this episode, then you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Eso es todo por hoy.
Muy bien, Mark. Pues nos vemos en el próximo episodio.
Perfecto. Muchas gracias.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.